Please be seated. You at home may remain seated, standing, with your legs up on your recliner, however you are. Today, you are the sermon. Anything I say here is icing on the cake, at best. Rather like St. Francis's admonition to preach the gospel always and, when necessary, to use words. Today, you are the flesh and blood testimony to that wonderful second line in today's collect, in which we pray, mercifully give us faith to perceive that according to Jesus' promise, He abides with His church to the end of the ages. The most remarkable three words are faith to perceive. It reminds us that we do not have to invoke Jesus or God's presence in order for that to happen. Over and over, we are assured that when two or three are gathered together in His name, He is present with us. Present with us here in this sacred space, present with those who are in their homes, joining us through other means. God is always present. We pray for God to help us perceive that, to know that deep in our being. You and I are the sermon because our being together for these 14 months has been mostly by remote, seeing each other's images on our phones and computer screens. Even those images have been reminders that we are truly together in heart and soul, even when it has been impossible for us to do this that we are doing right now. We have received grace to perceive Christ's presence within and among us this whole time. The Sunday after the Ascension seems the perfect occasion to resume gathering together in this sacred place. Jesus was raised up into heaven in order to be over all people, all things. He blessed those who were present and told them, even as He was ascending, that they no longer had to be in the physical presence of this one human being, albeit human, divine human being, God incarnate. But in order to be in the presence of Christ, His ascension tells us we're not limited to the physical presence. And it was an important message for the people at that time. We have to go find Him where He is. And He has ascended to be everywhere. The message obtains 2,000 years later as well. He also told those that were gathered that the Holy Spirit was coming to them soon. And we celebrate that occasion next Sunday on the Feast of Pentecost. That the Holy Spirit would come soon to help them as they struggled with this new reality of His physical absence. Having the Holy Spirit with you is having Me with you, He assured them, and assures us. And we might add, to give us faith to perceive that He is with us, to the ends of the earth, to the end of the ages. And now, today, at long last, once again, we have that assurance made tangible and the real presence brought home to us in the blessed sacrament of the body of Christ in Holy Communion. You just heard an echo of Paul's recurrent theme that we are the body of Christ, ready to receive the body of Christ by God's sheer grace and love. You are the sermon, preaching that faith by your very presence in this Church of the Epiphany, both here in this familiar place and in the homes of those who are joining us through other means, but always through the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.